The owners of the Wandering Dago food truck filed a lawsuit in 2013 after they were denied a permit to operate at the Empire State Plaza. On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge May DiAgostino dismissed the suit, siding with the State Office of General Services, who had claimed the term Dago, once more commonly used as a racial slur toward Italian Americans, was inappropriate. George Carpinello, an attorney representing owners Andrea Lagodice and Brendan Snooks, said his clients would appeal.
We don't view this as state speech. This is the individual speech of our clients who do not view the term as derogatory, but view the term as an affirmation of their Italian heritage. And so we are going to take the case to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
Last year, the New York Racing Association settled with the food truck after it was kicked out of the backyard of the Saratoga Racecourse in 2013, also for objections to its name. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.